So it's time now for one of my favorite things that we do here at Oceanside Community Church, and that is one of our God at Work interviews. So I would like to call up Rose. And Rose, I'm going to say your last name wrong, but it's Figueroa. There we go. All right. Rose Figueroa. Everybody say that together. Figueroa. There we go. We got it. Have a seat. So our God at Work interviews are pretty cool, and we have two major goals for these. There you go. Sorry, we're going to sit down. We have two major goals for these. One is to just get to know members of our congregation. So if you haven't been asked yet to do a God at Work interview, I probably will ask you. And it's okay if you say no, but I appreciate those of you who have said, I'm not too sure, it's a little stretching, but I'll do it anyway. So it's partly to get to know you. Also, the theme, God at Work, indicates that we believe that God is at work in your work. God is at work not just on Sundays, not just when you are in your prayer time or devotional time, but God is at work, especially as you're doing your everyday life. And all of us have very different callings in that, and it's really a beautiful thing to be able to hear from other people what God is doing in their work. So, Rose, tell us a little bit about yourself and your family.
Well, how can I say?
You're all training.
Okay.
Yeah, hold on. Nice.
Well, I'm Christian, of course, that's why I'm here. I've been serving the Lord since I was 18, and I accept Jesus back in New York City. I'm married for 35 years, and God blessed me with four beautiful millennials from 35 to 25, yeah.
And they're all girls, right?
Yeah. All girls.
Yeah, four millennial girls, there you go, yeah.
What I thought, if I raise them close to God, they're going to be amazing women. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm not saying they're all serving Jesus, but they are all have strong foundations. Mm-hmm. God bless me with a wonderful husband, good provider, good husband, good father, 35 years married, And also, I think God was merciful to me because I married a PK, a pastor's son. My parents-in-law, they served Jesus for 63 years down in South America. They pioneered Peru, Bolivia, Argentina. They pioneered all South America. And they passed away serving Jesus. So it's a mission called Evangelical Pentecostal Church, very strong in South America, where they serve Jesus, and I was able to travel with them, go with them in different churches because they would do communion, and then I became stronger. I grew up as a Roman Catholic. And Roman Catholic, I'm not saying nothing bad about them because I grew up that way. We go to church when it's a communion, wedding, and sometimes Sundays when a friend invites you, yeah. So we are not like Pentecostals. Then I realized when I met my husband, I didn't know he was the son of a pastor. Back in New York, we are both international students, so we were all alone. I noticed that he will always read the Bible. And I was like, this boy impressed me because he opened his Bible for anything. Anything that we will do, he will open the Bible and read. And I start getting curious. I say, what are you reading? I grew up without a Bible around, like the Bible was part of me. So for me to see someone always with the Bible was curiosity. At 18, you are like, I need to know this. And that's how I started learning about Jesus and more, and I accept him, yeah. Yeah.
So tell us how you got to the Parksville, Oceanside area.
Because of my daughter, Camila. Yeah, we have moved a lot. I have lived in different countries, different cities, and I always trust my Lord with Matthew 19:26, where it says, For what the world is impossible, not for God. I always have that scripture everywhere, for my children, for everything. Whatever they want to do is nothing possible. Camila has been with me in all my moving from 17 years in Edmonton, we moved to the Okanagan 2 years. And I look for a church in the Okanagan. Camilla fell in love with the church. And I said, when my husband had a job, we transferred to the island. I said, it's your turn to look for the church, Camilla. And Camilla said, okay, Mom, it's my duty. So we found the church. She found the church, Camilla.
Yep. Yeah, and they're here. And it's been a privilege to have them here. Not for too long. When did you move here?
October.
Yeah, not too long.
We turned in a year.
All right,
yeah.
So a year. So tell us a little bit about what you do every day. What work fills your time?
Well, I'm a very part-time. I used to work full-time, but then since we've been moving, I'm a part-time worker. I have done many jobs, many careers, but then the latest one is the beauty industry, where I do sales support. So I work for a company called Clarins that has provided me work everywhere that I go. I say, I'm here, and they say, okay, we'll use you. And then I think it's a blessing from God because, you know, usually my husband is the one who has the main job, but for me to have a job wherever I go, I think, I always believe it's God's blessing. I just have to say, I'm here. And they say, okay, we'll put you through. And I work with ladies mainly to make them look beautiful, confident, and all that. So part of me is to become friends with them. I'm not the type that I'm going to say, oh, you need this, buy me this. No, I become friends. So how do you become friends with someone is to know them a little bit. You know, you see their faces, and I say, how are you doing today? And then it's always a moment where God opened a door for you, and of course, you ask permission, are you a believer? And mainly here in the island, I notice that everybody believes in God. And I'm like, ooh, yeah. So it's been easy for me to pray with the ladies for any issue. And I said, when they start telling you stories about their life and things, I always say, you know what? I can find you a solution, and it's God. If you put the trust on Him, everything will be easy. And then, of course, they start asking you how and all that. And then my opportunity to hold their hands and pray. So for me to complete my day of work is to pray for someone. But at my age, I'm not shy anymore. I just pray. The managers, they know. People at work, they know. All of us always pray for everyone. And I'm, you know, I think when you really, really love God, honest, maybe for young people are going to say, oh, she's old. That's why she's saying that. No. You know what? You need to be bold. You know, my English is with an accent. I don't care. You know what? Sometimes people say, excuse me, pardon. And I say, yeah, I'll repeat it again. You know what? I'll pray again. Good. God gave me a second opportunity to pray again. So why not? And then I think we need to be bold in these days. It's a lot of need. So much need. You're not going to believe. And those ladies, they come back. I say, I'm here every Thursday. They come back. And I don't even see how much I sell just by finding friends and listen. That's the most important thing. Listen. Sometimes we talk too much, us, like now, me. But, you know, with people, you need to listen. And when you listen, you have the answer. That is Jesus. Simple, so simple.
So how can we pray for you in your work? Is there anything that you're struggling with, any vision that you have that the Lord has given you that you want us to pray into regarding God at work in your work?
Well, I have a daughter leaving today. To Barcelona to do her master's, so I would love if you guys can pray. She's my baby, and believe in Matthew 19:26. You know, that for the world is impossible, not for her, so she's leaving. And for her, because I want her to be successful. It's a career that is a challenge career for me, but not for her. She's leaving, and I have another daughter that she's arriving on Monday. She's a nurse, but she have some sentimental issues, so she's coming to see me. And yeah, And for my husband, that he's always away. You don't see me with him all the time. Yeah. Those are my strong prayers that I always request. And some of the gentlemen and lady that have prayed for me a few times for issues, and I thank them. Yeah. I don't see them. I don't see them, but then I always thank them when I see them. And thank you. Thank you, Hannah. And this is my pastor, I call her. Yeah. And her, of course, Lydia.
Well, if you're comfortable, would you just stretch out your hands? We're going to pray for Rose, and we're going to commission her in her work. Lord, we thank you for Rose, and we thank you for the beautiful woman that you've made her to be. We thank you for the leader that you have called her to be in her business and also in the world, Lord, also in her family and so many areas. Lord, we ask that you would continue to empower her leadership, that the things that are not from you would fall away, that you would give her more of your gifts, that she would continue to walk in boldness and in prayer, Lord, that doors would be open for her, that you would continue, Lord, to give her that example of you who was not afraid what people thought, Lord. And I ask that you would draw people to her, people, Lord, who are needing love, who are needing to know the truth, who just need that key open, the key to open the lock, Lord. I pray that she could be that for them, that you would bring her into those circumstances. Lord, I pray for her family, too. I ask for each of her daughters and their families. I ask for her husband that you would draw them all closer to you. Lord, that as Rose continues to follow you and to be mature like Christ, Lord, that she would draw them to you as well. Lord, we ask for your Holy Spirit to empower her at work, in her family, in all the areas of her life. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Amen. All right, give her a hand, guys.
Thank you.